Hockey League, and the hockey we normally talk a lot about, and to turn it on to the hockey that most people care about more, probably, which is minor hockey. And we are in a state of flux, certainly across Canada with and across the world, the hockey world right now, with in the middle of a pandemic. And are we playing? Are we not playing? Hockey in Toronto, minor hockey in Toronto, has been shut down until after Christmas. We've been going at it for a while here in Ottawa. Now we've had a couple of associations at least that because of the new rules that have been put in place here in Ottawa as a hotspot, have halted hockey activities. So where are we at with minor hockey right now in Eastern Ontario? What better guy to talk to than the president of Hockey Eastern Ontario? Gary Hopkins joins us this morning on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How are you doing this morning, Gary?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a, well, I'm sure it's been a busy year for you, but a very busy time. So I'll start with the most basic of questions. Where are we at right now with minor hockey here in Eastern Ontario?
Well, you're right. It has been a bit of a crazy few weeks, couple of months for us in particular. With the government's most recent announcement on Friday, we've moved our city programs back to a modified stage two, which we call, which allows teams to practice and do development sessions, but does not permit them to play in any of the modified scrimmages or games. And also the city-based organizations are also required to comply with the most recent City of Ottawa guidelines regarding the number of participants within those facilities. Our programs that operate outside of the City of Ottawa continue to operate in what we're calling our Stage 3B, which in our Return to Hockey plan allows them to participate in cohorts of 50 and play in modified development scrimmage games. So those can continue outside of the City of Ottawa. So those programs that you referenced that were suspending their programming at least temporarily are really those that are impacted by the most recent provincial and city guidelines.
In the case of Nepean shutting everything down completely, is that a decision that they made on their own?
Yes. So each organization has to assess you know, both the logistical and the financial challenges that they operate under and make the decisions that's both best for their participants and for their organization.
So in terms of, I mean, we've got Ottawa, Kanata, we got Gloucester, amongst others that are also here in the city. Is there a chance they could do the same, Gary? And how much input do you, you know, use the overall umbrella group have in these decisions that are being made by these associations?
So in terms of what the other programs may do, I know that all of those organizations that you mentioned, the Kanatas, the Gloucesters, and the so on, are meeting with their various minor hockey associations, their boards, to determine what approach they're going to take. And, you know, as in the case of Nepean, it ultimately becomes a local decision. Having said that, we operate with a minor council that meets on a regular basis. And members from the HEO board attend that forum. We had a really thorough discussion the other night about, you know, what the implications of these most recent decisions are. Where appropriate, we'll provide, you know, support, whether that be a support through staff or assisting in terms of gaining better clarification around some of the rules. But ultimately, the decisions in terms of how their programs will be structured, whether they scale them back or suspend them temporarily, ultimately becomes a local decision within those organizations.
At what point does this become a question of economics? And for the rinks, I kind of get the sense that normally running full tilt, this is a break-even business. Can rinks stay open with these small groups that they're going to have coming through?
Well, as part of the recent, it's a great question. As part of the recent announcement from the city, they have reduced their rental costs on their minor hockey ice. You know, that's obviously going to place significant additional financial pressure on those facilities, but it's also a financial challenge for us. You know, we're looking at an hour of ice ranging anywhere from $200 to $400 an hour, depending where you rent it from. And as we reduce the number of participants on the ice, that cost has to be spread across a smaller and smaller base of participants, which obviously increases the cost. And for some families, either makes it not financially viable or the programming isn't, you know, participants view the programming as, you know, is not the kind of hockey that they want to participate in, and at that cost level they would back away. So you've kind of got both of those things competing with each other: the financial viability of the organizations, and, you know, being able to set fees for those services, as well as the pressure the city's under to at least recoup their cost in running, you know, probably what are the most expensive recreational facilities that the city has.
Gary Hopkins is the president of Hockey Eastern Ontario. Gary, do you have number registration numbers for this year overall for HEO as compared to, let's say, last year? And what percentage are you down?
We're down probably about 20%, 20-25% over last year, which actually I think is a better position that we're in a better position than I expected that we would be. It really shows the hunger for the sport that, you know, that we have here in Eastern Ontario, and people are very passionate about the game and still want to participate. But we're down, the most recent numbers I saw, were probably down somewhere between 20-25% over last year's registration base.
How much concern, and obviously this is uncharted territory for all of us, right? And I'm sure when you signed up to do what you're doing, and you've probably been immersed in minor hockey your whole life, you're going, oh, okay, I'm not prepared for this. Nothing prepares you for this. But is there genuine concern that the hit that, in this case, minor hockey is taking, that you may not be able to recover to a point where you were at just, you know, as early as a year ago, or as late as a year ago?
I don't think it's that dire, JR. I think certainly, you know, there's going to be a recovery period, you know, even once the situation settles, you know, whether that's in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. You know, I think the game will come back, and I think we'll be able to restore our programs back to where they were in the past. But there certainly is going to be some difficulties. Some organizations are obviously going to be under some financial pressure over the next few months. Casual participants, if I can call them that, of the game, you know, we're going to have to work hard to attract those folks to come back and sign up again. So, you know, I think the types of work that we do in terms of recruiting and retaining participants will change as a result of this. On the other hand, I think, you know, hopefully what we'll do is we'll learn some valuable lessons from this. We'll be able to retain some of the safety protocols that we've put in place, which are, I think, are just good practice around hygiene. And I think once we do recover, those are things that will make the game better. And, you know, we'll try to find a silver lining in this.
As far as associations, I think the budget, Gary, that's a rolling budget year to year where you pay off your costs. The hit probably is going to come here for, and we saw Minto, what they were trying to do. Realistically, the debt load, if anything, is going to be on some of the private rinks, will it not?
Yes. Yeah, I think that, you know, that will be a huge pressure point. You're right. And in the minor hockey business, it's a cash flow business. We typically set zero-based budgets for these organizations. So, you know, we assess the cost of ice, cost of officiating, you know, cost of clinics, and all of those kinds of things, roll it up into an aggregate cost, figure out how many participants we have, and that sort of sets the registration fee. So you can adjust your programming, you can adjust your pricing based on that. You're absolutely right. Some of these, you know, some of these smaller entities are, you know, going to struggle where they don't have that cash flow. And so, you know, they're going to have to manage that debt load. And that definitely is going to be a pressure point for us.
Have you had anything on record? Anybody actually test positive from being at the rink? Because I know I've been out to Leitrim and I've been out to Sensplex East. The protocols have been outstanding. Have there been any positive tests?
Well, you know, I don't think it's surprising that, you know, people going back to work, being in restaurants, kids going to school, that there are going to be some individual isolated cases where there have been positive tests. We have, you know, really stringent safety protocols in place, both in terms of participant logs, health screening questionnaires, to support contact tracing when that's necessary. As you indicate, we've really stressed the importance of just, you know, the good health practices. So we're pleased to say that, you know, while there has been a couple of individual situations, they are isolated, and those have been effectively managed through the public health process.
With Gary Hopkins, the president of Hockey Eastern Ontario. So you mentioned at least a couple of city associations have made the decision to shut down for now, but this these new rules that have been put in place are only for Ottawa, that in the outlying areas things continue as they were. Is there anything within the way the association works that would allow these associations or these teams within the PN, let's say, that have shut down to go out and practice and do these controlled scrimmages in Kempville or in Cornwall, or if parents and coaches decided they wanted to do that?
So it's a great question, and that has been a concern that has been voiced and we have discussed. So the guidance from the province was that they're asking residents in the quote hot zones to limit their travel outside of the zone for essential reasons. And the public health units that operate in those areas outside of the city of Ottawa are strongly discouraging facilities from renting ice to city-based organizations. And, you know, we're supporting that messaging. But the province chose not to shut everything down. And so that was a conscious decision on their part. And our philosophy all along has been not to regulate on top of what the province or what the municipalities are doing, but rather to ensure that our programs and our policies comply with that guidance. So the position that those health units have taken outside of the city, where they're strongly discouraging facility managers from renting ice to city-based organizations is an approach that we support.
Do you feel like you're opening yourself up to litigation that if my son in Pee Wee AAA misses a year, that he won't make the NHL? I mean, come on, Gary.
I may have heard that concerned voice by one or two people, yeah.
Does anybody ever tell you sound just like Jeff Hunt on the phone? Anyways.
We'll take that as a no. Yeah. Just to wrap up, Gary, as we all know, it's extremely challenging. Just from you talking to association heads, to coaches, to parents of players, to maybe players themselves in the rinks, what kind of an impact is this having overall, do you think, just to kids and their inability to get on the ice and just play hockey like they have for dozens of years?
I think for a lot of kids, it's really, really difficult. Certainly, the youngest of kids are no doubt struggling to understand, you know, what's going on and why we have to do this. And there's a mixture of frustration and fear around this. And I think for older kids, particularly those that are, you know, either entering into being draft eligible or getting to the stage where they're aging out of the programs, you know, they're feeling like they're being cheated out of their last year or two of hockey. And that's, you know, that's really unfortunate as well. It's also been exhausting on our volunteers. Our volunteers have just done an outstanding job. I cannot give enough credit to, you know, people that signed up for, you know, an hour or two a week that have just been working tirelessly on this. And so I'll take the opportunity to thank all of our volunteers for all of their hard work and for following our policies and guidelines as closely as they have.
Well said. Well, we hope that there are brighter days ahead. It may be down the road somewhat, but you guys have done as good a job as you can in the time being. And we hope things are get better at some point down the road. I really appreciate the insight into what's going on with minor hockey in Eastern Ontario from you this morning, Gary. And we'll look forward to chatting with you, hopefully under better times ahead.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.